This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So then this girl, the same day called me, the same minute, the same day who told his father, there was this man, he was talking, after, you know, still burning by his machine running him. And then the same girl, all of a sudden she goes to her father. Father, it's Yahuma. My daughter is Yahuma, me, one of the two daughters. Hey, what color is here, you know? My daughter is Yahuma. What do you think? You know, which daughter here are we talking about? Probably the same girl who told her dad, Dad, we went to water, but there was this man, he helped us. Because he came in early. He came in early.
Is that the acceptance? What else? He needs to be calm. to leave, you know, peace and battle and doubt. You need to feel if the chiefs know that you're not calm, they will not listen to you, subhanAllah. And when you're calm, you can fight them, you can lead them. And he will need, you know, he will need to secure. Musa alayhi salam, he will also learn not to hate, not to watch things. Because he will learn the calmness. When you're a shepherd, you calm your cool, wait. You don't like things. You're not going to mix on the things. You will learn to be cool and calm. And then he said that. You will also learn what? Something interesting will be introduced in his life. What is it? A new thing will be introduced in his life. What is it? It's there, right there. Prophet Hood. Al-Azhar. This new thing will come because this Azhar will be this lion that will be efficient with him in so many ways. All the miracles, most of the miracles, because all the miracles will happen through the staff. Strike the sea with your staff. Strike the rock with your staff. Strike this, strike that, strike this. You will see how the staff, because it goes straight. And then pick it up. It comes back as a staff. Why? The staff is the thing that was, and he needs it. So he's using it now. He's using it as to what? To manage, but to lead his cattle, his sheep. Wow. I don't have a question. If you answer this question, I want to give you the word. Listen, don't raise your hand. I'm listening to the answer. Why? They're wrong. When Musa was brought to death, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Ya Musa, Al-Ka'afat, and he told the staff, the staff was turned into a snake. Okay, well, Al-Ka'afat, ila Hayya. That's the question. The question is, why a snake? Why not an elephant? Why not a camel? Why not a car? Why not anything in it? Why not a scorpion? Why a snake? Limada a snake. Limada a snake. What's that? Aha! I thought nobody would know the answer. Somebody's asking Google. Did you ask Google? Oh, Google. Just Google. He says, because the snake was the symbol of Egypt at the time. The symbol of Egypt at the time. The throne of Pharaoh, there was a snake marked in it. You know, that's just talking about today. They have some sort of symbol. Like Morocco, we have the symbol of a lion. In USA, the symbol is the eagle, right? At the time, was a snake. So that's why the staff was turned into a snake for another miracle to happen. Something other could do. And it has the key for my room. Room key has the key for the room. But we don't need that. Yes, I took my room. A new thing will be introduced in his life, the staff, Al-Azhar. So Musa, alayhi salam, crossed the accepted the deal, he's working with his family there for 10 years when he stopped. He, in the midst of this, he learned something. What did he learn? He learned a new language. What is this new language? He learned Arabic. He learned an Arab. He had a problem with marrying with sister couples or no marriages. No, he did not have that problem. He was from an Israel. He was an Arabic. But he married an Arab. So,
a wife will always teach you her language. You can teach her your language. I thought, you know, for her, she would teach her. But she would teach her kids her language. SubhanAllah. Right, isn't it? The mom is not what made her. Hey, we're not. The same thing is saying, how do I be? Let me speak one word at home. We're not going to talk to big phone call. You can tell you how to take my mom. The mom is the boss. The Musa, he said, and he learned how to speak Arabic, he became fluent in Arabic. So much for that man around, but the Israel would hate him. He would put it, and the Musa, we're going to like you, you're Arabic. You're Arabic, Musa, we're like, I don't better than you, really, I don't have you now.
I'm not going to answer that. I don't know why, but that's how you're interested in all of it. The more that you learn a new language. And then he started doing his thing. A lot of time I was either. He was looking at the water. And I am also in this process of the island. That's been said, it's been said, and you're proper driving about from what it is. Nothing would happen here. But so, before Allah told him, I will tell you something. Why Allah threw this water? Why Allah would choose, you know, Allah has a little bit of a look at my show about Allah created it today. Why Allah favored such individuals? For some qualities that they may have.
Stop!
as he goes closer to the light keeps going further. He comes closer, and the light goes further. He comes closer, and the light goes further. After he reaches the street, in the street, we're just getting a little bit scary here. What's going on here? All of a sudden, the cold now is becoming warmer and warmer and warmer. The one that's been in the realm of his concern, life is like moving forward. All of a sudden, he hears, Musa. Yeah, Musa.
Why is he there? He was Jewish. That's why there's Muhammad when he was in the king. And he came to from nowhere. He told him, who are you? Who are you? Read. So here is,
Yeah, Musa. Yeah, Musa. Imagine Musa hearing this noise or this voice in the midst of, you know, the desert, and it's cold, and it's dark. Yeah, Musa. Yeah, Musa. Yeah, Musa. Inni Allah. In what area? And they start moving between Baha and between Al-Qadr and between Du'ala. Even, you know, so else he talks about Musa and he said that here, he says, Inni Allah. In other words, I am Allah. I am Allah. The Musa hears the voice of Allah directly. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inni Allah. Now imagine Musa. If he's very proud of his guests, yes.
But you will see how Allah will stop him back. Yes, but at least, follow me through. It's just a moment. That's beautiful. What? Please, trust me. Allah will come out with a high government of Musa. Musa, you're all right.
Look. It says, Allah, no, I'm going to end right here. going to end right here with something beautiful. Tomas Musa.
Here's the question. Does Allah know?
Allah knows, then why is he asking Muslim?
That's it. Yes.
So Musa is still scared. So I'm going to ask Musa, Musa, what is that that you have on your right hand?
So Musa is not talking to Allah. He's talking to Allah.
Here outside, Allah did not tell Musa what he uses for. Allah told him, what is that on your right hand, Musa? I don't know if there will be another prophet. I'm asking for the Aminika, ya Musa, what is that you have on your right hand, Musa? He says, here outside,
This was another thing. Why Musa says, I don't have other things with it. Why? This is interesting. Musa says, well, Allah, this is my Allah. I pay on it, I use it, lean on it. I use it to manage, to lead my cattle. I use it for other means. Why all of a sudden Musa says, I use it for other means. What if we have an animal? Okay. Why can I ask you Musa? Musa really aligns. Allah wanted to comfort you. Allah is kingdom, Let us say, Allah said, Allah Azza wa Jal, I have the Asa, I have the Allah Adam. But when he reminds that Allah alone, and I have other means for it. I use it for other means. You already know your Rabbi. Allah has been wanted to comfort Musa because after Musa started talking, becoming comfortable, he's calm, and then he just kept on going after you or something, and you're like, you're comfortable with you, and I keep on talking. And then, but Musa realizes, I'm talking to Allah. He says, oh, he knows what I'm using this stuff for. He says, and I use it for other means. What if you have the Arab over?
Look at this. Next week, we're going to play this together. We're going to up it out. Maybe you're going to, you're going to play it out because you're Egyptian. I think you're going to play it out. I think Hamir. I think Musa. I think Allah. We're going to play it together so the people will see how we're going to do this. Allah, that makes it great.
Moving, if anyone can.
He says, but I'm not allowed to have that simple guy in the hazard. What he saw was slithering like a snake guy in the hazard. Let them would be on one of the hockey. You know what I mean? Let them would be on the Iran, put on the hockey. He did not look back. Iran. Said, oh, the Iran. Yeah, Mota. I want to open. Yeah, Mota. Then what I thought. He never been an enemy of God. Mota kept that from his head. He said, he said, an enemy. An enemy. There's a question. Oh, okay. And I mean, from what name of Allah? I mean the name of Allah. When an Afa? When an Afa? Is I mean the name of Allah? And I mean, from what name of Allah? Al-Mu'min. Al-Mu'min. The name of Allah, Al-Mu'min, the one who gives thanks. الذي آمنهم من الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. So the name of Allah, المؤمن. Don't read it. Oh, they all came, they want to come to him now. من الآمنين, oh Allah, I said to you, by Musa, Zoni, and have no fear. You are perfectly secure. Don't be scared. Come back. One minute. The second miracle is what? I'm going to ask a question from Arabs. Will you have any ears with us? All right, if you know this answer, second miracle. Allah says, how about that? Now put your hand through your pocket. For the Arabs, when we say pocket, where is pocket? And say, Abu Kadhira is what is Kadhira. This is what the father said here, and the son said here. When Arabs say pocket, when Arabs say pocket, the pocket is here. Comes from me. When we say Jesus, what all that is not coming in the Allah? And then you do him, when is you? I'm going to say, so the open because you cannot shine your light from the night. It means that Musa saw this light coming from his heart. It means the second miracle. The first miracle is the snake. Second miracle, putting his hands into his collar, from his chest, and then the chest went out of his hand, he can move like a rocket kind of way to other, definitely becomes more comfortable. This is the second miracle. And then a rocket kind of way to other would give him the command. What is the command? What is he going to do? Another miracle will happen. In fact, how would father or his brother would be interested in the picture? We're going to talk about this in Allah in the next week. Because when Musa goes to Egypt, where is he going to go? Where is he going to go home? Why? Because we have to meet his mother and we have to meet his father. Why? Because we have to take his brother with him. So now Musa and his father Harun. And his brother Harun will go to a great house. What's going to happen? There will be three rounds. A fucking round. Three rounds between Musa and between the house. Where is this guy going? Harun. Harun will stay in the back. And the Musa pops up in Harun. Where is this guy going? Speaking. No, he's not speaking. It's what I was speaking. Where is this guy going? Yeah. You know, Terry? Terry. It was out, Terry. What's that? You know, it was Terry. No. What are you saying? What are you saying? Next week, I'll tell you what you're saying. Next week, it's up. Next week, we'll play together. Next week, you can have a shower. Next week, it's later, we'll play in shower time. There we go. It's all over the point, that way. It's not a cycle. I'm not going to be good. I'm not going to be good. Thank you for coming.